This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, don't forget to put God first in your life. He is the key to meaningful life that makes a difference in this world. I know that you want that in your life, and you can only have it through a relationship with God. And a relationship with God comes through faith in Jesus Christ, God's Son, who came into this world in order to die on the cross and take the penalty for what we had done to offend God's justice. And by taking the penalty, he removed a barrier between us and God, so that when we put our faith in what he has done for the cross, our faith in him, then we are forgiven and a whole new relationship with God begins. Well, he brought us into a relationship with God so that we would become people of faith who trust God enough to build our lives around him. And we're talking this week about building our faith. And we're talking about an encounter the prophet Elijah had in the Old Testament with the prophets of Baal, one of the great idols, as all the people of Israel were kind of turning their backs on God and beginning to worship Baal. Elijah said, no, Baal is not real. He's not really God. There can only be one real God. And so he set up a contest where he built two altars and put sacrifices on them. And he said, if Baal can send fire onto that altar to burn up the sacrifice, then he's the real God. If he can't, and the Lord sends fire, then you will know that the Lord is God. And the people were confused. They didn't know who really was God. And they said, that's a good idea. And so they had the contest. Elijah prayed his simple prayer, and God sent this awesome fire that consumed not only the offering, but the whole altar itself. And the people recognized the reality of God, and they turned back in faith to God. It was a great experience. And then Elijah turned to the king, King Ahab. This is what it says in 1 Kings chapter 18 in the Bible, verse 41. Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the roar of a heavy shower. It hadn't rained in Israel for several years because God was judging them for their idolatry. And now that the people have turned back to God, Elijah says, God is sending the rain. So Ahab, the king, went up to eat and drink, but Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he crouched down on the earth and put his face between his knees. What's he doing? He's praying. Elijah goes to pray. He's already had this public prayer, this public encounter with the people where he trusted God and prayed his prayer in public and God sent the fire. But now God has assured him the rain is coming, and he's talked to Ahab about that, and now he's going in private to pray about God sending the rain. You know, one of the secrets of Elijah's faith was in his prayer life, and the same will be true for you. If you want to become a person of faith, a person who has confidence in what God is going to do in response to the issues of your life, then you need to also be a person of prayer. Because when you spend time with God, with your Bible open in front of you, God reveals who he is to you, what his nature is, how he responds to people, how he acts in this world. And as you see more and more of who God is, and as you see God responding to your little steps of faith that you start with, your faith in God grows and grows and grows. You know, when there's a crisis in our lives, it's easy to be diligent in prayer then, isn't it? We're desperate. We're calling to God for help. But once the crisis is over, it's easy to drift back into complacency. But not Elijah. Here he is after the big confrontation with his face between his knees, bowed in prayer. And God answered his prayers. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.